Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter.
Live in a bit of a bubble sometimes, and I think everybody thinks the way I do. Poppies are great, for example. November 11th is coming up. It's right around the corner. And it is Remembrance Day, Armistice Day, and then it was changed to Remembrance Day. And it is a day where we set aside at 11 o'clock in the morning, we have a moment of silence, and it is in remembrance of the fallen soldiers from the past and current that have fought in world wars for our freedom. So it's a great purpose. And it has been going on, like, years and years and years and years and years. So, to my surprise, I was going through my social media, and I saw this one post from an acquaintance. And he posted this thing that said, and I'm actually going to read it. So, his post said, and I quote, "So now people are offended by poppies? Tell you what, you come up to me and criticize me for wearing a poppy and I will certainly slap you upside the head hard," unquote.
Slap you upside the head.
Hard.
Hard.
So I am.
So it's not just like, you know, a mom from the South slapping you upside the head. It's hard.
It's hard.
Like, I'm going to take you outside of Walmart and we're going to do some fisticuffs.
I sat back. At first I laughed because I do know this gentleman. But I also sat back and went, hey, wait a minute. I don't understand what's the controversy about. I don't get it. So
I want to know the context. What is the context of this?
Yeah.
Fisticuffs is about to go down. Like,
well,
why is somebody offended?
And I actually reached out to him and I just said, can you just like give me a little bit more about this? And he said, yeah, absolutely. There is controversy. Now he's using left and right wing comments, but generally the controversy is that some of it is people don't want to wear poppies. Mm-hmm. Because they are in support of freedom. And poppies, red poppies, only give conversation or give way to being able to support war. So it's not about remembering, it's about in support of war. This is what we support. And then there's like this white poppy thing that's coming out. And apparently it's been out for a long time, but I haven't heard about it.
Poppy.
And a white poppy. So have you heard of a white poppy?
No.
So a white poppy is in...
Sounds white supremacist. Anyway, keep going.
Well, it is in support for peace. So I'm taking this from an article on the internet because we know all those are true. It's first worn by the members of the Women's Cooperative Guild in 1933. The white poppies have become a symbol of peace and a call to resist war. In 1936, the white poppy was adopted by the Peace Pledge Union, the oldest secular pacifist organization in Britain, which now coordinates the initiative.
Okay.
So I think, okay, so I get the whole symbol of peace. I understand that.
Yeah.
I think in general, our society would like to have peace, but that isn't possible. We have war. There just is. There's been war since the beginning of time. So some of the controversy that is coming up over these white poppies is that they are being distributed in school to children. So the whole meaning behind that is support peace, not war. Don't give credence to war or to red poppies. You need to be with the, you know, stand behind peace. So there's another quote from a different person on social media, and I am quoting what they have reposted, so I'm not sure where the original source is, but it says, "By all means, buy yourself a white poppy and wear it. Declare that it stands for peace and wish for peace all you want, but realize that wishing for peace has never been enough to make violent men and belligerent countries lay down their arms. I, in turn, will wear my red poppy. It is not the opposite of your white peace poppy. My red poppy does not glorify war. It recognizes the willingness of men and women to stand up for their country and its ideals in time of need, to do what must be done to achieve peace. It stands for men and women who had the courage to offer themselves, if necessary, to ensure that we could live in peace. Yes, they wished for peace too, but the difference between you and them is that they gave everything so you could have it. Their sacrifice ensured that you could live in a world where you could choose to wear a white poppy. But you owe it to them to not wear it because of one simple truth. Peace has never been achieved by those who simply wish for it."
Intriguing. So, like, from what I see and understand, the white poppy doesn't need to be in opposition to the red poppy. Like, it's interesting. I don't think I've heard of this where the red poppy represents violence and the support of violence. So what you're saying to me is that this man, a guy came up to him criticizing him and saying, "You support war?" Because he was wearing a red poppy.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, that's a new one for me. I mean, I grow white poppies. My last house, we had white poppies everywhere. They spread like wildfire. It's very interesting.
Really?
Yeah, they do. They keep multiplying.
And, oh, interesting. So do red poppies.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They're perennials, right?
I mean, yeah, exactly. So... Huh. I don't know why people would have to put them at opposition to one another. Why are they separate? Like I think I understand and have always understood that the teaching of the poppy, the red poppy, and Remembrance Day in general is remembrance. It's about remembering those who have sacrificed their lives for me so that I can live in the country that I do. I get that. So I just wonder if some of these people are like, "Nah, I wish they never did that for me. You know, I wish they never fought in general, and just we are what we are, and if we were conquered, then we were conquered, or and we live the way that the chips fall," kind of thing. I'm not sure if that's what they'd believe, but that's what it kind of sounds like to me.
Yeah, I guess that it really took me back because we are known for wearing our poppy. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I wouldn't say all Americans, because that's a pretty broad, you know, swipe with a paintbrush, but a lot of Americans understand we wear poppies. They don't wear poppies. And Canada wears poppies because we are from that British...
heritage.
Thank you, from the British heritage.
And the poppy comes from McCreary, right? So in Flanders Field, is that his name, McCreary?
Yes, I think so.
In Flanders Field, the poppies grow between the crosses row on row, and that's where the poppy originated, but... Where did I read this? I feel like I just read this the other day that it was actually first worn by an American and then later adopted in Canada. But it's like, it's a Canadian guy who wrote that, and that became the official representation of, in memory of these soldiers. And yeah, it's intriguing to me. But
so I just pulled up Wikipedia because, again, we know that that's all true.
You know it.
In Flanders Field, the war poem is the most quoted poems from the war. As a result of its immediate popularity, parts of the poem were used in efforts and appeals to recruit soldiers and raise money selling war bonds. Interesting, I didn't know that. Its references to the red poppies that grew over the graves of fallen soldiers resulted in the Remembrance Poppy becoming one of the world's most recognized memorial symbols for soldiers who have died in conflict. The poem and poppy are prominent Remembrance Day symbols throughout the Commonwealth of Nations. There we go. Particularly in Canada, where In Flanders Fields is one of the nation's best-known literary works. The poem is also widely known in the United States, where it is associated with Veterans Day and Memorial Day. And it's true. It was written by Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae.
McCrae, yeah.
A gentleman on Facebook actually, I think it's a woman, says few of us have known war and conflict like that of the scale of WW1 or 2. The poppy symbol comes from World War I and still had to fight World War II before we really learned that war is hell.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, for me, I'm going to wear a red poppy. You know, my uncle was in the war. And I just do not take our freedom for granted in this country at all. And I wish there was no war, but I understand that there is war so that I can have peace and freedom. And for that reason, I support wearing that red poppy.
Absolutely. I mean, you could wear them white and red side by side. That's totally fine. But yeah, I agree. I've been scrounging. I was like, where's my poppies? I have a bunch of poppies and two in my minivan. And I want to wear it on Sunday. I was like, where is it? And then I look at my desk today and there was two in my desk. So I was like,
ooh,
yay.
Sweet.
So that was great that I have that. And of course the money goes to some really good, to the veterans as well. So that's really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the bigger, a controversy as well with Remembrance Day. So I always want to get your thoughts on this too. Let me tee it up by saying this, and I think it's been a controversy almost every year for a while, but social media, in particular Twitter, really lit up on November 1st when all the Christmas posts began to appear.
Oh, yes.
And so I want to hear your thoughts on this. I just Googled Remembrance Day and Christmas decor. Okay, and here's what popped up for headlines. Opinion with poll. Is Remembrance Day the time for Christmas decorations? Second one from CTV News. Should Christmas decor wait until after Remembrance Day? Next one, Christmas decorations before November 11th from the Stratford Beacon Herald. When to decorate for Christmas has become controversial in Canada. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. But I thought this one was interesting, Narcity, because it brings up all the Twitter posts for and against. And one of the interesting things for me was asking, okay, is it a generational thing? Is it younger people forgetting? And is it an older generation saying, we have to remember, don't put your Christmas decorations up until after November 11th? What's the argument going on here? And so some of the tweets that went through are like, people switch from Halloween to Christmas forgetting Remembrance Day. Another guy said, with Halloween being all but over, can we hold off on the Christmas decorations until at least after Remembrance Day, November 12th, go crazy? Talking about lest we forget, we got to remember, don't stop putting up your Christmas decorations. Christmas was trending on Twitter on November 1st. And so someone went through and blacked out the trending of Christmas and said, I hate y'all. This is so disrespectful. I'm the biggest fan of Christmas, and even I wait until after Remembrance Day to celebrate. We're honoring those who gave their lives for us to be here right now. At least you can do is wait 12 days. It's not even 2 weeks. Show some respect. And some people cite capitalism for overshadowing Remembrance Day as the reason why it's disrespectful. And then the flip side is people other than the other side say, I can do both. I can put up my Christmas lights and then also wear my poppy and remember as well. That's kind of the argument on the other side. But where are you at with this?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of it is just a bigger question, too, about why are people so against having Christmas for 6 weeks or more? Why mm-hmm. we celebrate fall for 2 months and a bit. We celebrate spring and Easter and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, It wasn't, when I was growing up, Christmas was December.
Yeah.
It was December. And it wasn't even a, okay, let's, you know, November 11th, let's put it up. It wasn't even November 1st. There was none of that. It was, you waited until December, and some of it was even like 3 weeks before Christmas, you started putting it up. And so, you know, in our family, when our boys were growing up, we waited until after November 11th. It was November 12th that I put away fall stuff, and we switched our gears into more winter and Christmas scenes. And part of that was out of respect for Remembrance Day, but also I think it was just the timing of the year. There was no need for me to put Christmas up November 1st. I mean, I love Christmas, and I enjoy celebrating Christmas, of course, but I don't know. I didn't think it was a big deal, you know, to wait. And I really wanted my kids, I think I wanted my kids to really, that day, I just wanted them to just understand just that sacrifices were made for their freedom.
Yeah.
So, you know, I remember going to school and we would walk with the kids to the monument that was dedicated to the fallen soldier when the kids were small. And so we would just walk as a school and line the street and watch the parade and salute. And, you know, it just always brings me tears to see these men and women in their uniforms, because they've seen things and experienced things on a level that I just will never be able to understand, you know, and experience. And so I have huge support for them. Huge, huge, huge support.
Yeah, I think we need to remember, be respectful. I think it's kind of funny that the controversy, like kind of like intentionally putting Christmas and Remembrance Day at opposition to one another. I get the capitalist kind of mentality, marketing, you know, like I think Costco had Christmas stuff out during Halloween kind of thing.
Oh, so sooner than that.
And I get that. Like, I understand that, that's what they do. But I think we need to just, you know, be able to check our own hearts. We don't have to worry about what other people else are doing around us. You know, if I put up some Christmas lights, it doesn't necessarily have to be because I'm against Remembrance Day and remembering. But if I'm doing that, I think we should be remembering as well. And so I thought it was interesting to look then at the tweets. I clicked on all their Twitter handles and looked at their pictures and profiles to see how old they were. And actually, like, they were like all about the same generation. There wasn't like
really
there wasn't an old curmudgeon. I mean, Twitter users as well, right? Like I'm sure the average age is a little younger ish. I don't know, but yeah, when I clicked on all the handles from that one article, they were all around that same age, from whether it be from 25 to 40 kind of idea, and you know, people on both sides of the spectrum there that were arguing arguing so much that like almost every newspaper and everything across Canada like has a little article about it. And,
oh my
and
goodness.
I think that's such a hot button topic to discuss. And hey, in the end, what did it do? It makes us all start talking about veterans and talking about the soldiers who came before us. In the end, I think it works in favor of Remembrance Day.
I agree. It's a great marketing plan and a great marketing ploy, you know, whoever came up with it. So I think that's great. But here's my real question.
Yeah.
Have you put up Christmas?
No, we haven't. No. No. Actually, I was thinking about this. Like, a lot of people used to use real trees, right?
Yes.
A lot less nowadays. But, like, my tree would be so dead if I put it up now.
Well, it would be.
You got a real tree?
It's like, imagine? I can't keep watering it.
And even if you water it, like, I remember back when I was growing up, we would get ours like the 15th or so. And like, we keep it up till right after New Year's. And so by New Year's though, it's like, it's fried. Like, no matter how much I water that thing, I'm throwing sugar in it, keeping it alive as much as I can.
So funny you put sugar in it.
It's perking it up for the last few days. It's like, imagine if I put it up November 1st.
I hated all the needles falling. I just couldn't do it. We had a real one for a while, a couple of years, I think. And I was like, yeah, I can't do this. It's just like way too much extra work for me. Can't do it. Yeah. Well, very.
So I blame the rise of fake trees for all of this. So,
okay,
you can have them up all year if you want.
You could. In fact, I do know of a lady who decorates her tree to the hilt, and then she puts garbage bags over and underneath it, so protects it, and then puts it down in her furnace room until the next year, and she brings it out, and it's all done.
That's smart. If you have storage, just do that.
Right? If you've got storage, why wouldn't you just do that? So
just leave it up.
I know. I might. I have a little extra room this year, so I may just do that. We'll
just
see.
Just do it. You got to do it.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny? Man. I think that would be great.
Just Bill sees you walk upstairs. Bill.
Come help me.
Come
Deborah.
Grab the end here. Oh, no, I lost some limbs. Here's the thing about fake trees. You say there's less mess. I think there's just as much mess as I put my fake tree up. And I was like, oh, man, this is all falling apart.
Oh, my goodness. And all the ornaments that fall. And oh, it just goes on and on. I am curious, for your age group, what is the sentiment out there for, like, Remembrance Day? Are they even remembering? Is it even a big deal? Are they like, yeah, I just don't get what the big deal is about it.
You know what? I think past school age, like grade school, it's been way less prominent in my mind. I think the school system is so key on remembering. And so I'm excited for, like, my daughter's in kindergarten. And now, like, there's a Remembrance Day ceremony. And, like, we get to be a part of that world again. And I quite enjoy that. And seeing that, so I don't think I have a good feel on, like, my generation on this one, because I feel like outside of school, it isn't as upfront maybe. But I think I see lots of respect for it, no matter your age. And I think the fact that people are still, there's still an army, there's still stuff going on like that. So it's like there's lots of connection usually to somebody. Like, I just had a family member who just enlisted, right? So, you know, he's off training right now. So it's like we're connected again. So it makes you think back. And I don't know. I think it's been ingrained in me, at least, whether it be through my schools growing up. Seeing veterans, that was the most powerful thing for me. I always think every year, like, I wonder how many more veterans we actually have from the Great Wars, the first and the second, and that can actually tell story and help us remember. So I think that's so significant as well.
You know, there's a bit of controversy too, just about politicians wearing it and civic leaders, and why they're picking a side. I don't know. I just think it's all a ploy, and I am disappointed that we even have to have conversations like this, because what does it hurt? It's for a few days.
Yeah.
And we remember.
It'll be interesting to see if it hits how much traction it gets in the end of the controversy, and I hope it just kind of fizzles out and, you know, goes away.
There's something really cool that I saw as well. There's on the back of our $10 bill, if you look in the back right-hand side, there's an old he is older. I think he is 92 or 95. Soldier, and he just passed away, my understanding is. And he was photographed to be on the back of the $10 bill, but he didn't know that. He had a phone call. He was living in Ontario, had a phone call saying they needed him to come down in his dress and, you know, for a photo shoot. He had no idea that he was coming down. And so it was so cool to be able to, you know, for his family and the legacy of seeing him on the back of the $10 bill. In the back right side, there's this soldier and just representing Canada's influence on the world for the war. So, yes, well, I think we have hammered that one out. We are in.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we're going to the screening of It's a Beautiful Life. Nope, that's not it. It's a Beautiful Day tonight.
What is that?
It's a Mr. Rogers movie.
Oh, Would You Be My Neighbor?
I think that's actually probably what it is Will You Be My Neighbor? Oh my goodness,
how did you score that?
How did I? I'm on like this list.
You need to warn me when stuff like this happens.
Through marketing. Like it's a marketing company that contacts me. I'll be
your plus two.
You will? Well, because I'm not sure. Can you make it? Like it's for 7 tonight. I'm not sure that Bill really wants...
prayer meeting at 7:30, so...
I don't think you'll make it.
Otherwise, I would be so tempted. I really want to see this movie.
I am really excited to see this movie. I just think it's got some really great press around it so far. Mr. Rogers was beloved by so many people. And I just think Tom Hanks, I'm actually really excited to see Tom Hanks play this. I'm excited to go.
You know, some in the evangelical world didn't really like him, right? They really thought he was watering down whatever the gospel and things like that. But now nobody, I don't think anybody would say that today.
No, you know, he was really pioneering this whole, outside of Billy Graham, of course, but this whole global evangelistic outreach on a different level for children. Mm-hmm. Like really bringing in kids and really being this acceptance of everybody. And let's just love people. And and I'm excited to see how they do this because the reporter was a skeptic and went in with this whole, my words, not his. I'm going to kind of reveal the real Mr. Rogers on this. And then comes out this firm believer of who he is. And so yeah. I'm really excited to see how they do that. And the trailer looks amazing. Tom Hanks is like, he's pretty fantastic in resemblance. And I think he's even got like his mannerisms down too, right?
Yeah. One of my podcasts I listened to, they actually got to go do a pre-screening at Toronto Film Festival.
Oh, very
like
cool.
A little while ago, like, I don't know, end of the summer or something. I forget when that is, but they were raving about it.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, raving about it. So I'm excited to see it.
Well, and I think, too, this guy, you know, who's this Presbyterian pastor, like totally brought in his faith without knowing that he was bringing in his faith.
Yeah.
To it. So I think that's really cool. So that's exciting. Yeah. So I'm going. And the reminder that I got early this morning was that there is a wait list. And so if you cannot come or your guest cannot come, that we're just supposed to let people know. I've gone to a few of these screenings. The VIP pre-screening before movies come out. I went to The Overcomer. I've gone to a couple of other ones, and I love it. I love seeing the community come together, and I love seeing people's response when they see it and how excited they are. And so, yeah, so that's great.
Fun.
I wonder if we can put that into the podcast somehow. Can we do that?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
A little bonus clip on Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, I mean, that's so great because it comes out on the 20th. Is it the 22nd or the 25th? Or, I can't remember. I'd have to look it up. But for sure, we could do... I think we need to revisit this after I see it. And then we can do a podcast on it.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. Your Java juice must be almost done, and so are we.
And I have to go to the bathroom.
You've got to be kidding me. But on that note... You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.